And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. We're coming to the end of the program, but we've got Sian Sinclair from Coalition Against Racism and Fascism on the line. G'day, Sian. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Now, today you've got an action, haven't you? Can you tell my listeners about what's happening today?
Yeah, of course. So for those who don't know, there's a group of basically Nazis who have been organising in Melbourne. They're called the NSN, and they have a gym out in Sunshine West that they've been using kind of as their headquarters to organise and build out of. And so as part of CAF, we've been having kind of an ongoing campaign against this group of Nazis. And today we'll be getting hundreds of people out to Sunshine West to march on the gym, basically, and demand that these Nazis are not welcome or permitted to keep building in Melbourne, which is a left-wing city.
And it's been going on, this campaign's been going for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So we discovered the basically presence of these Nazis in the gym. It was uncovered Christmas Eve last year, and since then we've had several rallies against them, a couple in Sunshine, and also a couple counter rallies, such as the one where they showed up alongside the transphobe Posey Parker on the steps of Parliament, which I think is the moment many people became aware of their presence, and then a later protest where they were on the steps of Parliament basically opposing immigration in this country. So, yeah, we've had quite a long-running campaign, but it's good that it's got going support still, and I think we can really see a bit of momentum around the campaign against them now.
Yeah, so where do people gather and what can people expect?
Yeah, so we'll be meeting a bit away from the gym just so everyone can gather safely. It's Sunshine West IGA, so there's a bit of a car park. There's public transport there, so we figured that's a safe place for everyone to gather. And we'll be meeting there at 2 p.m. before we all head to the gym. I mean, yeah, expectations is it will probably be a very big, lively rally. It'll probably have, a few hundred people at least, although I have every expectation it'll be bigger. And it'll be a march to the gym, a march through the streets of Sunshine, which is important because as much as we want to oppose this group of Nazis, we also want to show that the migrants and refugees that live in Sunshine are welcome and that they're not, you know, a minority, they're not on their own. There's actually hundreds and thousands of people that support them and oppose the Nazis in their community.
So you've been getting feedback from the community out in West Sunshine about this particular issue?
Yeah, we have. That's been, you know, messages, people coming up and talking to us. But also at the last rally where we did a similar thing, marching through the streets, there were people, you know, just coming out on their front lawns and showing support and, yeah, shouting that they're with us and, yeah, glad that we're out there.
Yeah, because it's pretty shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, we say that there are Nazis in Sunshine and part of it is, wait, really? Is this actually something that is happening now in Melbourne? Because it can seem so detached from everything. But I think it is also part of a broader kind of racism in this country that's kind of been building lately. And so I think people see it in that context and understand that it's important to oppose it. But, yeah, definitely shocking.
Yeah, because as we've observed, splinter groups of this sort target groups of people that they believe are vulnerable, and that's in particular case has been this transphobia, targeting of trans people, which is, you know, obnoxious.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, their bigotry manifests in all kinds of ways, and there's all kinds of groups that they target, but yeah, trans oppression is border in this country, and I think they've kind of hit on that as something to grow around and orient to, which, yeah, we definitely should oppose wherever it comes up.
So can you let my listeners know again where to go and what time and the rest of it, okay?
Yeah, totally. It's Sunshine West IGA. There'll be a car park, a bus, and we'll be meeting at 2 p.m. Gathering there for a little bit before heading off together. So if people want, the details are on our social media if they want to double check that. But yeah, Sunshine West IGA at 2.
And quickly before you go, if people are interested in CAF, Coalition Against Racism and Fascism,
Yeah. Our campaign, so the campaign against racism and fascism is a broader thing against racism in this country. We've organised against the Reclaim Australia movement a few years ago for refugee rights, and now our main focus is opposing these Nazis. But if people want to get more involved, we have, sign-up links on our social media and our website. We also have regular organising meetings. Basically, anyone who wants to, oppose fascism and racism in this country should consider getting involved and helping us build for a potential next rally against these Nazis, but also the ongoing campaign.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Sian.
All good. Have a good one.